The nation's top intelligence officials this past week delivered their annual report on the top dangers to U.S. national security. Last year, they listed the global financial crisis as the number one threat, surpassing even terrorism. But this year, the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, had good news on the economic front.
It was a year ago that I sat here and warned of the dangers of a global depression. But an unprecedented policy response by governments and central banks around the world laid a foundation for global recovery.
Blair did say the economic recovery could yet be derailed, and his official threat assessment cites one region where the risk is greatest. Not Latin America, not Africa, not Asia, but Europe. NPR's Tom Gelton explains.
This is the story right now. Europe is in big economic trouble. It's serious enough to call into question Europe's economic future and even the European role in global politics. The problem is debt. Several European governments are running deep deficits, and it's not clear how they're going to borrow the money they need. It's the poorest countries, Greece, Portugal, and Spain, that are in the worst shape, but it's a crisis for everyone because Europe uses a single currency, the euro. The region is supposed to be in the process of uniting economically and politically, but this debt problem is pulling Europe apart. David Gordon is the head of global research for the Eurasia Group.
This is by far the largest crisis that European integration has faced in its history.
In fact, the European debt problem was the main factor behind the big sell-off this past week in world stock markets. The larger issue here is that European populations are aging. People are retiring early, and governments are committed to paying generous pensions. But revenues are stagnant, so the debt problem could get even worse. Traditionally, Europe has been a region of what economists call mature markets, in contrast to the emerging markets of developing countries. David Gordon wonders whether those labels are still meaningful.
The distinction between mature markets and emerging markets is being eroded.
Mature markets were seen as less risky than emerging markets as places to do business. Gordon says that relationship is now flipping, with the emerging markets looking safer.
The big issues going out over the next few years are going to be as much, if not more, in Europe than they are in the emerging markets.
If this trend continues, Europe falling behind while developing countries move ahead, it would signal a huge geopolitical shift. The United States has always looked to Europe as its main strategic partner in the world, but David Gordon, formerly a top CIA analyst, says the underlying premise of that alliance may soon be open to question.
I must say that the outlook for Europe and for Europe to play anything like the role that they envision for themselves in global politics is under a big cloud at this point in time.
Gordon, who now advises corporate clients, stresses this is largely a long-term question. For now, he predicts the European Union will find a way to get through this current crisis. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.